Blog Talk Radio.
Denise Griffiths is your partner in success. Tune in each Friday as virtual assistants, industry expert, web developer, and online entrepreneur Denise Griffiths interviews industry experts from one end of the internet to the other. These expert entrepreneurs freely share their business building knowledge and provide practical guidance that will show you how to build and grow your own very successful business, be it online or traditional brick and mortar. Now, ladies and gentlemen, your partner in success, Denise Griffiths.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to your Partner in Success Radio. This week, I'm excited. I am actually having what I am terming the Fredrickson Triple Threat. Last week, I had Derek Fredrickson, and we had a ball. We had so much to chat about that we couldn't cover it. He's coming back next week. This week, I have his fabulous wife, Fabienne Fredrickson, who is the founder of ClientAttraction.com, a company devoted to teaching entrepreneurs around the world how to consistently attract ideal, important word, high-paying clients, put their marketing on autopilot, and authentically create a highly successful and meaningful business, all while working less, working smart, not hard. So as one of the most influential and highly acclaimed marketing and success mindset speakers and business mentors in the world, I'm sorry, not enough coffee, catching a cold, I'll apologize right now. Fabienne's down-to-earth yet powerful presentations have become really quite legendary. She is a sought-after and much-loved coach to thousands of heart-centered entrepreneurs around the globe, and frankly, some of my clients have worked with her. I've heard incredible things about her programs. Fabienne's unique ability is getting entrepreneurs who have never really experienced success, you know, what could really be determined success, in their business to take immediate marketing action on a systematic basis, which helps you produce really actionable and dramatic results, and in record time. She's dedicated her life to helping entrepreneurs and business owners create a legacy of service, adding value to the world in a lasting way, and creating breakthrough paradigm shifts in their mindset and their personal income, and then giving back. These are all very important things. Her books, newsletters, products, appearances, and online reach now inspire nearly 150,000 people each month, and I'm one of those people. So Fabienne's key message is that all of us are here to serve the world in a big way, and that as a result, we are handsomely rewarded for it, and that has changed thousands of lives around the globe. Fabienne fervently believes in the capacity for each and every one of us to become the full expression of our purpose here on Earth, and to do so, we must take a no-excuses approach from going within. So I'm excited to chat with Fabienne, and please join us in the chat room if you have questions, or join us on the line. We will be here for an hour. So good morning, Fabienne, and welcome. I am so excited to chat with you.
It's so nice to be here with you, Denise. Thank you for all the kind words you said earlier.
I'm a fan. Yeah, you never hear me say that. It's not a word that I throw around loosely. You know, I think it's overused. I think it's abused, but I have been following you for a long, long time, and I love your work.
Thank you. That means
a
lot.
I'm a bona fide fan.
That means a lot to me. And you know, this is one of the things we teach at Client Attraction is, you know, how do you use your unique ability in your own life, in your business, to touch other people and give them great results so they become raving fans. It really is. Mm-hmm. There's a process to doing that, and it's so nice. Just to see that it works. I get to put my head on the pillow at night and say, today was a good day.
I know. And there's nothing better than that. There really isn't. And one thing that you teach, and Derek teaches as well, is authenticity. Mm-hmm. And look, you know, and I know, anybody who's ever met the used car sales personality knows that if you're paying attention, your spidey sense is going off and you don't want to deal with that person. Or whatever it is that they're trying to shove in your face. So authenticity is just so important because it is what sustains you.
Well, I feel like there's a lot of slick out there.
Yeah.
And we're all very accustomed to being sold. You know, I don't know if you're anything like me. When I go to a department store, I know exactly who's on commission and who's not on commission, because the one who's on commission is all over you and will tell you that skirt looks good on you when you know it doesn't look good on you. But when you've got somebody who's real and who's transparent and who tells it like it is, but who can also say, hey, you know, I don't have everything put together, but here's what I do have that's working. People really trust that, and they like knowing that there's not so much slick out there. I know that I react very positively when I see somebody who's very authentic and transparent. It's really hard to find, especially in the marketing world.
I agree with you. There's a lot of, I've been doing this for quite a while, and there's a lot of early marketers that, you know, popped up about 10, 11 years ago, and they were phenomenal. And now I won't have anything to do with them.
Yeah.
I just won't. Their message has not changed. They are so slick. They're so overbearing, so overpowering. And nothing has really changed. And, you know, I'm off their list. I don't want to hear it. And that's a shame, because when they started out, I do believe that they started from a place of real authenticity. And then they got caught up in the hype. And it's really a shame. I hate to see it.
Yeah.
Now, I have a ton of questions. We may have to have a quadruple threat. I don't know if we'll get through all of this. I really don't. But, you know, one of the things that I would like our audience to know about you is just really where you came from. I mean, you're a stay-at-home mom. You have young children at home. And you crossed the million-dollar mark in your business at the age of 38 with three children at home. I would love for you to tell our audience who you are and why you're doing this and why what you're doing is so powerful and how you can help them.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. You know, and I even when I listen to this story, even though it's my own story, I listen to it as if it's not mine, you know, and I get inspired by it. Because if I'd heard that this was possible to create a multi-million dollar business with, and my youngest is one, so I've got a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 1-year-old, and to be able to do it, you know, working, you know, and being able to see my kids and to be able to make really good money, really, like, meaningfully, is that a word, like, doing it so that there's meaning for you and meaning for your clients, I would have stretched my mindset around this. And I remember a time when, well, I'll give you my story. I was in advertising, marketing, and sales when I was in the corporate world. And the last job I had was selling ad space for Food & Wine magazine. And I just knew that it wasn't for me, Denise. I just, my parents had been entrepreneurs. They'd each created a business. And I didn't realize what I was saying back then. It was the wrong thing to say to your corporate employer. But when they would say, "What do you want to be in 5 years?" I'd say, "I want to have my own business." I guess that's not the way to get promoted.
You always say, "We want, I'm going to be right here cleaning out those bathrooms and doing everything it takes to keep my job."
Yeah.
That's what they want to hear, I think.
Yeah, then that's not what I had in my heart. But when things weren't going so well, I just as a background, I had been taking nutrition classes on evenings and weekends because I was really interested in holistic nutrition. And I'd gotten some clients on the side, you know, friends of mine, bridesmaids of mine who had said, "Hey, I really love that you're eating so clean. You look so great. Can you teach me how to do it?" So I was like, "Okay, pay me and I'll just coach you, you know, about all this stuff for 6 months." And so I'd gotten some clients, just like what I call margarita money, you know. But I just grew more and more unsatisfied. It wasn't the magazine. I still loved the magazine. It was that I just didn't like having somebody breathing down my neck about sales quotas and having somebody tell me where I needed to be and what I needed to do. I'm a little bit the classic entrepreneur, like, just I want to do my own thing the way I want it.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up quitting my corporate job and opening up that new private nutrition practice out of my home. I was living in Midtown Manhattan. The rent back then was $1,400 a month for a 300-square-foot apartment. That was 11 years ago. I can just imagine how much that apartment is now. But I got clients
like
right away.
It looks like living in my garage.
Yeah.
That's the size of your garage. How do you live in that?
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, I still loved living there, but everything was foldable. My table was foldable. My bed was a Murphy bed, so it was foldable. Every chair, every imaginable thing in there was foldable and slid behind, like couches slid behind the fridge, everything. So I actually loved it. But I found that even though I got clients right away, I didn't have enough clients. I didn't have a full practice. I thought, let me just put up my shingle. And the clients will come. And I'm like, okay, I'm here. Where are you? And I didn't have enough money to pay my rent. And I didn't have enough money to pay my credit cards. And I was floating my entire life and my entire business on my credit cards. I just didn't know what else to do. And I started, the credit card companies started calling, and I started waking up in the middle of the night with covered in sweat and tossing and turning, like, where is my next client going to come from? And I now, when I speak in front of, hundreds and hundreds of people, I speak about that, those 3 a.m. I don't have enough client sweats. And Denise, I can see heads bobbing. People know exactly what I'm talking about. And I called my dad in the middle of the night one day when I just couldn't take it anymore, and I didn't know who to talk to about this. And I called him at 3 a.m. and I told him this. I said, I haven't been really honest with you completely. Yes, the clients that I have are getting great results, but I don't have enough clients and I don't know what to do. And he listened to the whole story and he said, Fabienne, here's what I know about you, is that when you want something and you want it badly enough, you're going to do whatever it takes to get it. So figure out how to get clients, and then go out there and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that might seem like really simple for some people. I don't know, like, duh, I could have told you that. But for some reason, Denise, the way it was said, maybe it's because I was at the hanging on by the last thread. I made a commitment. I said, okay, I want to do whatever it takes. Because for me, going back to corporate was like death. Like, I just could not. And it was not even about my ego. It's because once you taste what self-employment feels like, there's no way you want to
go back. No.
You cannot.
It's not even an option. Truly, I would rather take on housekeeping gigs than go back into that.
Yeah.
I would really rather clean houses. I know what you're talking about. Been there, done that.
Yeah. And so I made a commitment, and I pedaled to the metal. I just tried everything with 100%, and I was very surprised, very frustrated. I'd put my head on the pillow at night and be like, why is this so hard? Like, why isn't anybody teaching how to get clients? Here's what I discovered. You go over here to find out about networking, and you go over there to find out about selling, like closing the sale. And then you go find out over here about how to do your website. And here's where you find out about brochures. And it was like everything was in all these different places. And even if somebody was teaching something about how to get clients, although there weren't that many, it was just not authentic. And it did not, I'm a woman. I'm a spiritual woman. Like, I don't do the whole, I tried the get them to say yes 7 times in a row, and it just felt very manipulative.
And use their name with every sentence.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. When somebody says Denise, and then Denise, and after a while, I'm itching to smack them. And
yeah,
that's really
rude.
I can't stand it.
Yeah, you know that it's a sales tactic, it makes you put your defenses all the way up.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I did: is I realized that there's a lot of mistaken information out there, and there are a lot of people teaching this stuff that aren't using it. They're not walking their talk. They're doing a lot of talking, but it's not. So here's what I did, is I put everything that worked in this imaginary "this works" box, and everything that didn't work, I just didn't do it again. You know, I gave it fair due diligence, right? But
right.
So I created a mini, you know, like system, like client attraction system for me, so that I was, I could have a verifiable, repeatable process, so I never felt the drought again. And I filled my practice within 8 months. And now, to
Debbie,
a lot of people,
I have to ask you.
Yeah,
I have to ask you. Part of this has been my experience, and I need to know if this is part of your experience as well. Once you determine what works and you're having all of these different systems speak to one another and you're not scattershotting all over the place, did you get to a point where you just knew and understood that it was working for you and there was just no doubt in your mind, none, that this would work for other people, and then you could breathe a sigh of relief, offer it, and not have to worry about failing your practice because you knew what you were offering, because you had complete faith in it, you could offer it without any compunction or angst at all, and that would attract clients to you. Was that your experience or something close
for,
to it?
For me, it ended up being that, but what happened is in filling my practice in 8 months, I kept doing the nutrition, but people started, other nutritionists started asking, hey, like, what are you doing? Like, look at you. You have a full practice of 31 clients. And here I am still having 5. Can you share? Can you just tell me? And so I would give free advice to everybody, and they'd come back 2 weeks later and say, oh, my God, I got a new client. Thank you so much. Can you tell me something else to do? And then they hired me. And I said, why do you want to hire me? I'm not. You know how to make brown rice and how to use tofu. No. Can you teach me in your 6-month program how to get clients? I was like, okay, like, that's, you want that? All right, cool. Yeah, I'm like, oh, another client. And for a while, I had this weird hybrid practice of half nutrition, half marketing clients, and then the marketing became more fun. And the more it worked for me, now, see, I kept my practice consistently full using this client attraction system that I'd created just for myself, but now it was working on them, too. And they were filling their practices really, really quickly with ideal clients. And so for me, it was a process. The answer is yes, but I didn't know it right away. I was just saying, okay, do you want me to teach you? I will. But then it started happening again and again and again with all of my clients. All these steps, when put in one foot in front of the other, instead of, you know, most people try to do client attraction in a very ad hoc way, like, very inconsistent, and it's this big amorphous, like, what should I do now? Podcasts and pay-per-click and all this stuff. No, my system is first you do this, and then the next step builds on that, et cetera, et cetera. And that's why it works so well. So I, after a while, I realized, oh, okay, now I have confidence. I have conviction, and I stopped doing nutrition. I opened up clientattraction.com, and I filled that practice to full capacity in 8 months. Where most people fill their practices in 3 to 4 years, I filled 2 practices in 8 months using this system. And now I've created, you know, so I created the client attraction system. We sell it. We have the free CD on the website, how to attract all the clients you need. We're teaching. We have clients in Singapore, in Dubai, in Germany, everywhere you can imagine in the world, because this, it doesn't matter what business, if it's a service business and you attract individual clients, it doesn't matter what country, it doesn't matter what language, this It's everything that ended up being in the this works box, and that's why it works so well. And it sounds a little like saying great things about my stuff, but it was miraculous. It worked for me, and it continues to work for my business and all of my clients. And the success stories are really, like, sometimes they move me to tears. I've had more. More than a few people say, now that I have all the clients I need, we can finally have another baby. And they, which brings me to tears every time. They were waiting, you know, like, we can't have a baby because we don't have the money. And now they have the money in this new life. And I'm like, okay, just give me some tissues because I'm just going to cry now.
Well, I'm I'm right there with you. I'm wiping my eyes on my sweater sleeves, like, oh.
and so you said, how do you take it to from $30,000 a year to, you know, $3 million? And it's by changing the business models and changing and really being the most authentic person I could be, and really loving my prospects, loving my clients, but also expanding my mindset on what is possible. If you'd told me when I was making $30,000 a year that I could be making, just a few short years later, $3 million a year, I don't know if I would have believed you.
You probably wouldn't have, and I think a lot of people that just, you know, oh, well, maybe I can get to $50,000, woohoo! And they really think that that's all they deserve or all that's possible, and I'm so glad that you're here to tell people you don't have to just settle. I mean, if $50,000 is your goal, go for it. But if it's not,
go for it.
Open up your mind.
Yeah, and there. So I do a mindset retreat, a 3-day retreat every year in Miami in September, and it's all about mindset, and it's all about stretching what you see as possible for yourself, and it's setting bigger goals and very specific goals, and it sounds very simple, like, oh yeah, I know that, but no, most people don't know how to set goals. Set goals, but they don't reach them. These are goals that you reach. And the second day is about looking at all the obstacles to reaching your goal and all the obstacles that are within. And the third day is about taking a no-excuses approach, doing whatever it takes, like what my dad had told me in the middle of the night that day on the phone. And the mindset, I used to think mindset was maybe like 10%. I believe that mindset is 90% of the reason why people succeed or not. Now, that might sound strange coming from me because I'm a marketing expert now. And I speak all over the world, you know, and all this clients and all that. But you can have the right marketing. I can hand you the keys to the kingdom in terms of marketing. But if you don't have the right mindset, you won't use the marketing properly.
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
most people
how do
try
you define
to
find mindset. Mm. I mean, mindset. I'm fairly sure I understand exactly where you're going with this, but for our audience, how would you define mindset for them, for somebody who is fairly new to this thought process?
Okay. Yeah. Mindset encompasses several different things in my book. Again, I'm a spiritual person, so I believe in the universal principles. And I spend quite a bit of time talking about those, the law of circulation, the law of diminishing intent, the law of reciprocity. There's so many universal laws, kind of like the law of gravity, but as it comes to how metaphysically things happen, you know, in our life. It's kind of like the game of life and how to play it. And that sounds a little esoteric, but I'll just get really clear. Most people don't set big enough goals. They don't have the mindset to see that you can actually make a lot more money than $50,000 a year. And it's about taking what you do well and bringing it out there in the world in a much, much bigger way. See, I talk about this concept of sharing your brownies, and your brownies are essentially, you know, what you are here to do on this earth, your divine purpose. We all have one, and I believe that it is for everyone. It is to be of service to others, and if you don't share your brownies, if you just eat them all by yourself, you know, if you're being stingy. And so you're supposed to get your message and your purpose out there in the world in a really big way. Now, if you're only working with 20 clients, then you're getting your brownies out there, you're sharing your brownies, but not in a very big way. What I teach people first in the mindset, well, if we're in the mindset retreat, is look at, okay, at least get those 20 clients, but then look at what would need to happen for your business if you worked with 200 clients or 2,000 clients or 20,000 clients. And what would need to happen with your mindset, meaning your belief systems, all the fears that will come up, the fear of success, the fear of failure, the fear of exposure, the fear of overwhelm, the fear of criticism, the fear of, you know, losing your freedom. All of these non-valid fears need to be cleared away. All the belief systems are of rich people are greedy, I'm not good enough, mm-hmm. I don't have what it takes, you know, this will be hard, I will have, you know, no time off. All these different belief systems need to be cleared away. All the resentments, all the judgments, all of that is what needs to be cleared away. It's the gunk and sludge inside that prevents you from taking action on the opportunities that are given to you because you asked for them. Do you want me to say that in a different way to have it make more sense?
Yeah, I get it. I absolutely get it. But yes, if you don't mind, I think that would be really, really helpful for people who may not be there yet.
Yeah. Okay. So, universal principle number one is you ask, it is given. 100% of the time, without fail, that is how the universe works. I've never read the Bible, but I've read little pieces of it, and I believe one of the, I don't know how to say one of the quotes. I'll say no, that's not how you say mm-hmm. it, but ask and you shall receive.
Right.
Ask and it will be given unto you, and ask and it is always given. And so if you ask, it is given. But most people think that if they ask for money, it is given in the form of a check in
right.
their mailbox.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I don't get $5,000 checks randomly in, you know, my mailbox like because I asked for it. But the so it comes in the form of an opportunity, not a check. Okay? The
opportunity can come from within yourself, and it should come from within yourself.
Yes, it'll come from within yourself and from others
yeah.
as well. The opportunity could be a prospective client. It could be a speaking gig. It could be you've wanted to write a book for years and that book would put you on the map, but you haven't done it yet. The opportunity could be a joint venture with someone who's got your, you know, hundreds of thousands of your ideal clients on their list. Now, so the opportunity comes. Now, you would think, if it's given, don't you just take action on the opportunity? And here's where mindset, the inner game of client attraction comes in, is the fears, the beliefs, the rules that we set for ourselves, all of these things get in the way of us saying yes to the opportunity. There are some people, if I said, let's get you on TV tomorrow, they would come up with every reason why they can't. Let's have you write a book.
My stomach just dropped. Yeah, when you said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so tell me about your stomach dropping. What's that?
Well, I hate cameras. So, you know,
yeah.
For me, I'm incredibly camera-phobic, so I can see why somebody would just go, oh, geez, let me think about this, and then you think about it, and the opportunity passes.
Mm-hmm. Right, so that's a fear, right? That's a
right.
fear, and you could break that fear into three or four, you know, maybe
yeah.
fear of visibility or fear of this or fear of that. But if I told you that you could get your message out there to millions of people within one day and be of service in a big way and share your brownies, would you take a no-excuses approach and get on that TV show anyway?
I wouldn't, but most people would. Now, if you said if there was some other way that didn't involve a camera, I'd be there, but nothing with a camera. But that's just
yeah,
me. So,
that's just you. So,
but,
that,
yeah,
so,
I, can see
so I hate to say it, but
say,
that's a
bet.
Mindset thing, right? Because
yeah,
the opportunity
it's
were to show up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Right.
Huh.
But so, see, the opportunity can show up, but it could. It will ask you. The opportunity will always come from above. And what I mean by that is you will always have to, I would ask the listeners to write this down. You will always have to stretch to be able to grow, to take advantage of the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, again, most people stop because they hit the panic point. So you have to stretch within. and be uncomfortable to become the new version of yourself if you want to make more money. This is where it gets really interesting. So let's say somebody makes $30,000 a year and they want to make $300,000 a year. You cannot make $300,000 a year with the mindset that you currently have that makes you $30,000 a year.
Right.
That is the kicker. And somebody who's at $300,000 cannot make $3 million a year because they still have the mindset and the willingness to only do things that produce $300,000 a year. To make more, you need to become more. Please write that down, guys. To make more, you need to become more. So, for me, in 2008, I tripled my income from 300, I think it was 384 in 2007, something like that, to over $1 million in 2008. I did a lot of personal growth and development that year because all my fears came up. All my stuff, my beliefs came up. And I said yes. And I just kept saying yes when the opportunity came. I said yes, and I stretched from within. And, yes, there was some crying and stuff like that, but I was willing to do whatever it took with integrity on the outside, but really it was going to be whatever it took on the inside. And what I find is when I actually crossed that $1 million mark, it was so anticlimactic. It was somebody said to me, so
I'm not laughing
how are
at you?
You,
but that sounds so funny.
It sounds like
you should be, you know, hopping around the house in your socks going, woohoo, it seems like.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know.
And actually, I was talking to a friend, and I said, a friend in business, so where you can talk money. You don't want to tell your neighbor
right.
that you just made $1 million. But I was telling, he's like, how are you? I said, great. He's like, what's new? I'm like, I think I crossed the $1 million mark yesterday. And he just got quiet. He's like, and? I'm like, that's pretty cool. He's like, what? Why are you not celebrating? I'm like, and here's why, Denise. The reason is that we reach for this number because we think the number will give us freedom or it'll give us recognition or validation or something. But the real prize, and nobody believes me until they reach it because I'll tell you in a second, the real prize is who you become in the process. I could cry just telling you that. Because that's actually what happens. It's not the money.
That.
It's who you become, and it's the process that it took you to get there. It's probably something like a marathon. I don't know. It's probably about, although I haven't run one or trained for one, you know, it's like who you become as a person in the training. And I was talking to one of my clients, Christine, she's a diamond level client of the Winners Academy, and she crossed the $1 million mark this year with me, with my coaching. I actually took four women, past the $1 million mark this year, and I recognized it right away. I'm like, oh my God, congratulations, you crossed the $1 million mark. She's like, yeah, pretty cool. And I recognize.
And you know what? Yeah, but you know what? My takeaway from that is that she's looking at that and she's thinking, wow, I made the $1 million mark. Now where do I go? Okay, I've got a lot of ideas. I've got plans. This is cool. I'm growing. I'm evolving. And it's just, it's a milestone, but it's not a target. I mean, it's a milestone, but it's not where you stop. Is that correct? Am I close?
No, yeah, it is that, but it's also. We talked about it during that conversation. She said, oh, it doesn't feel like this big thing because it's who she became in the process.
And that, you know, that actually does make sense. But you didn't just get to that $1 million mark and go, okay, I'm done. That's cool. Yeah, you're now somebody new. You've grown, you've evolved, and life has a whole new fresh perspective for you.
Yes.
Interesting. So back to marketing, Fabienne, how important is your mindset when it comes to being really successful in business? How do you determine which is more important, marketing or mindset? I know what the answer is for me, but what would you tell people who are just, you know, they're scattergunning, I call it, and Derek called it, it was so funny because we both said it at the same time, shiny object syndrome. So,
yeah,
I'm going to go buy Kajabi, and I'm going to go over here and do this in Infusionsoft. And after a while, you're realizing that you've just spent a lot of money and nothing is talking, you know, none of your systems are talking to one another. Nothing is put together in a cogent and clear fashion, and now you're really confused. So is it marketing or is it mindset, and how do you make your mindset work with your marketing?
This is why. This is when I was just teaching straight marketing to my client attraction clients, everyone got results, but there were some people who got really good results immediately, and some people who would overthink everything. I'd say, here is the exact letter that you send, and please send it out by next Friday to 400 people that you know, and you will get more clients. And some people would go do that right away, and some people would not do it. And then I'd say, so what happened? I got busy, or I this, or I don't know, or I don't have their addresses. Well, did you not get their addresses? And I, of course, I didn't say it that way. So I'd say, okay, well, let's get it done. At least let's get it done by the end of the month. And what do you think happened? They didn't. Right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I can give you the exact way to get more clients, to get more prospects, to close the sale 97% of the time. That's all in my materials, like the Client Attraction Home Study System or any of the things. Okay, I can hand you it all on a platter. In fact, if you equate it to weight loss or you equate it to it's just marketing too, you can find everything you need online for free.
Mm-hmm.
Wealth building, you can find it online for free. It's all – just go to your local library. You can find any – there are hundreds of books on weight loss. But if you ignore – or you have fear, or your belief systems about the fact that you can't do it, or all of that, and you eat, you know, I'm generalizing, but like fried chicken and ice cream in front of the TV, and you don't move, you're not going to lose weight. So the marketing is crucial. But I can give you all the marketing in the world that works. If you have the wrong mindset, the wrong attitude, if you have belief systems that don't. Are not aligned with your goals, if you get stopped at each fear point, it doesn't matter how good your marketing is. You just won't take action. You won't say yes to the opportunities that are divinely given to you.
And if you're not willing to power through those sabotaging behaviors, you're kind of stuck, aren't you?
You're going to stay. I see this every time. In fact, I have... I saw somebody just the other day who has been making the same amount of money every year in her business, $85,000. What that says to
That's
me
it.
Is that she has not been doing any personal growth and development.
No, she's comfortable, you think, just or afraid or both?
Yeah, there's this one of the exercises that we do in the mindset retreat, and I do with my Winners Academy clients is an exercise on willingness. How badly do you want your goal? Are you willing to do things that make you uncomfortable? There's a whole list. Are you willing to move? Are you willing to do this, do that, do the other? And I ask people to be raw honest. And most people will not be willing to do what it takes to get to their goal. Now, by the way, we're just... only talking about doing things of integrity. We're not talking about taking from anybody, lying, stealing. That is not what I'm talking about at all. In fact, I find that repulsive. We're just talking about, are you willing to say yes to the opportunity? And it's not about the money. Are you willing to say yes to the opportunity to be of service in a much bigger way, to fully live your divine purpose?
Right. Now, Fabienne, that's an important thing, and I hear this a lot, and I know you do as well. Oh, I can't really afford it. Oh, you know, money's tight right now. And I'm with you. If it's something that I need to do to further my education, or if I need coaching, or if I need training, the money always appears. The money does show up. I believe that this is something that I've got to do to move forward. I don't sit down and break down the numbers, and I don't say, well, you know, my lunch money is going to be moved over here, and I don't open my spreadsheet. I just assume that that money is going to be there when I need it, and I'm going to get the training and the assistance that I need. Now, that's probably a mindset for me, and not everybody thinks like that, but I do find that money is always the big excuse. And what do you tell people who really do need to move forward if they're just not willing to find that money or believe that that money is going to show up? Are you able to help them?
Yes.
Or do they just come back when they are ready?
No, I help them by changing their mindset.
That was my question.
Yeah, I say then you don't want that goal. Well, but yes, I want it. Well, no, you don't want you want it badly enough, because if you did, you would do whatever it takes. No, I'm willing to do whatever it takes. I just don't have the money. I said, if somebody came and took your child in the middle of the night from their bed and took that child hostage at gunpoint and said you needed to come up with $50,000 by the end of the week, 3 days from now or whatever it is, would you come up with the $50,000?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because you want the child badly enough. And so anything else is an excuse. And excuses go parading around as reasons, but you either have results or you have excuses. And there's
a
saying in my head. Yeah. Do you want the results? If so, take a no-excuses approach. I am known for the no-excuses approach. Now, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that I don't have excuses in my life. But there's a saying in my house, you can't complain about something you're not willing to change.
Right. Well, what do you tell people, and this is another one that I hear quite a bit, oh, you know, this great opportunity popped up. I just don't have the time. You know,
same thing.
It's overrated in my world, but, you know, not everybody is willing to stay up all night to finish a project or tackle something. And how do you deal with that kind of excuse? It's a common one that I hear quite a bit.
Same thing. If your leg broke tomorrow, you'd have to get off of work. Or if I said, you know, I can say, when somebody says, well, Fabienne, I want to go to your workshop in April. I want to learn how to get more clients. I say, then come. Well, I don't have the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, make the time.
Yeah.
No, I don't have the time and I don't have the money. Now, if I said to them, come in April and there's a suitcase with $1 million in cash. Come tomorrow. Get on a red eye tonight and get here tomorrow morning and you will have a suitcase with $1 million in cash. Would they find the time and the money to fly over?
Oh, yeah.
I bet they would.
They'd walk if they had to.
They'd walk barefoot across the country, rain, sleet, snow. But when I say come to a workshop that's $995, and they say, I'll do whatever it takes, Fabienne, but I don't have the time and the money, I say, no, you don't want it badly enough. Because I will teach you everything that you need to know in terms of your marketing if you spend 2 days with me. Everything. Like, I give so much. I give it all. And I think, by the way, adding great value, more value than what people are paying for, and more than anybody else in your industry, will always get you to have a full practice and always get you to make more money than other people in your industry. But I can say, I'm giving it all to you, and then the excuses come up. Now, I'll talk to them about it, but after a while, you can't complain about something you're not willing to change. You must be willing to take a no-excuses approach to getting the results you want.
That is brilliantly stated. So how do you help people identify the self-sabotaging behaviors? I mean, is that some of it? And you're just walking them through, you know, you either can't do it, you don't want to do it, or, you know, how do you... First of all, my thought process that people have to be, process is rather, that people have to be willing to kind of shine that white light on themselves, really look at what they're doing, really look at what they're not doing, and be brutally honest. And my experience with a lot of people is that they're just not willing to shine that light.
Yeah.
And I find that fairly sad.
Yeah. But everyone's got something they're not willing
that?
To do. Right,
yeah,
so can I pick on you for a second, Denise?
If it's about the camera, no.
It's about the camera, right?
Yeah, go ahead. Go right ahead.
So what is the thing that you want most in the world?
Do you know, honestly, the thing that I want most in the world is to literally dominate the virtual assistance industry. I want to be able to teach, to share, to mentor, to coach, to teach people what I know. Because like you, I have a hybrid business, or you had a hybrid business. Mm-hmm. My business, my industries are virtual assistance industry married with a web development company. We literally do it all. And my companies are both successful. And I see people coming into the industry. I see people who have been in the industry, the virtual assistance industry in particular, who are struggling mightily, and they shouldn't be. And I really, really, really want to teach people what I know.
And one of the best ways...
Passionate? It was.
Yeah. One of the best ways to get your message out there in a big way is video.
No. Can I do it with... Okay, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Okay, we won't talk about this, but I'm simply illustrating.
Let's talk about this because this is important. This is part of what you teach, and you have to be. I have to overcome my own objections. So, absolutely, let's talk about this.
Yeah, and I've never put an interviewer on the spot before, so I'm just sending you a big hug.
You are very welcome to do so.
It's. I'm just using this as an example. I'm not willing to do certain things, you know, in other areas of my life either.
Right.
Like, I don't complain that I'm a size 8-10 and I don't want to be a size 6 again because I haven't been willing to, you know, get on the treadmill every day. So maybe I complain quietly to myself, but not to anybody else. So
you
there
have
are
fun
some
for
things.
That Zumba.
Yeah.
Zumba DVD. That's fun.
There are we all have the ability, the opportunity is there.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to dominate and teach on a big scale,
I do. I really genuinely do.
The easiest way to do it, and the most captivating and compelling way to do it, is using video. I don't know if you.
I'm crying.
And it's you can choose not to do it.
Yeah, well, I have, and I think it has slowed me down.
Yeah, and the minute that you decide that you will take a no excuses approach and you walk right into your fear is when the fear subsides. And the fear, this is one of the things I teach in the second day of my mindset retreat, is the fear of how bad it will hurts more than actually walking in and doing video or whatever it is that somebody wants to do.
Right. Now, I actually do know that for a fact. I've just never given myself permission to overcome that.
Yeah,
it's
and so
easy not to do video. I mean, it's very easy
completely.
Not to do something. Yeah.
Listen, it's way too easy not to get on the treadmill. I mean, I tell you that. The key is.
I'm with you. I don't want that treadmill either. I have to drive to go visit my treadmill. But you know, my little Zumba DVD. I just started doing that, and I can't dance a lick. I am a white woman with no rhythm. I'm telling you right now. I mean, but I have a ball. and I have the best time. Try that. It's fun. We do it together.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah, and it's you know, there are different things. But for so for example, if it's a question of am I really committed to be of service to the universe or God or whatever you call it, to my divine purpose, then it is my divine duty to go beyond my current limitations and excuses and serve.
I was afraid you were going to say that. I was. Go ahead. Don't let me interrupt. I'm going to be quietly weeping on mute.
I've never made somebody weep before.
Oh, God.
So I'm sorry that I'm using you as an example, but it just was right there.
I know. I walked right in.
And everyone's got their thing, right? And it's like, how willing are you? So here's the thing. I don't know if you ever watch Oprah, but when Oprah, one of the things that I love that she says is, when you know better, you do better. And once you get, your mindset gets stretched, and I invite you to consider coming, and anyone who's listening to this, just consider coming to the Mindset Retreat in September. But you, I think it's mindsetretreat.com, but we're not marketing it yet.
Exactly that word. Okay.
But when your mind, when your mindset is stretched and you are willing to look at all of the different fears and all the different beliefs and all the different rules that you have that aren't serving you and your purpose, and this is we do this in a very loving, fun process on the second day. But when it's all clear, it's like you go home and you cannot. It's impossible for people to do the same thing that they used to do to stop themselves, because they have this awareness. So when you know better, you do better. And that's why you're changing your mindset changes everything in your life.
Right. Well, Vivian, what I'm hearing from you is that if you're not growing and evolving on a daily, regular basis, you're standing still.
Yeah, you're actually dying. Because if you think about nature, when something is no longer growing, it is in the process of decaying and dying.
Exactly.
So you, if you want to be thriving and alive in this life, and actually, then you must keep growing. When, during the year 2008, when I did my most significant personal growth work, and I continue to do it. It is my life. It's one of my greatest values, is personal growth and development. But I remember saying to someone, "I am in a place of discomfort, low grade discomfort, but I feel so alive that I never want to." Be the person, no judgment, but I never want to be the person who numbs out in front of the TV in their lazy boy chair eating Cheetos all night. They're just stuffing down their, I would be stuffing down my emotions. Mm-hmm. I'd rather be in a place of slight discomfort and know that I am alive and I am connected with Source and I am doing my purpose here on Earth. And it doesn't always feel cushy. Then be completely numbed out and tuned out.
Right. And that goes back to what you said earlier about stretching, to when you are stretching and you're learning new systems or new thought processes or examining something that may have been completely foreign to you, in the past week or the past year or whatever it was, there is discomfort because all of a sudden you're engaging, parts of your brain and parts of your emotion that just maybe weren't engaged before. So there should be a little bit of discomfort coupled with a sense of wonder, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. When I get complacent or when I get to a point where I've reached what I consider contentment, I know I'm in deep trouble because I've stopped somewhere along the line and I'm just kind of coasting, and that's never a good thing. Not for an entrepreneur, not for somebody who wants to, help out, reach other people and help them and, You know, when you get content, to me, that's like a slow death to my way of thinking.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with being content. Just don't do it for more than a week.
Well, it's the whole resting on your laurels.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. So, Fabian, where can people find you again? And if you don't mind, you mentioned some, I know you have your retreat. Can you talk a little bit about that? But tell people where to find you on the Internet.
Oh, sure. The best way to find me is to go to clientattraction.com and get the free CD, How to Attract All the Clients You Need. What's that?
It came last week.
Oh, great.
It just came to my mailbox last week.
Yeah. It's free, meaning you don't have to pay anything. I ship all over the world. And when you listen to it, we have people who listen to it. They have it continually going in their car. So some people have listened to it 15 times. This woman in Australia listened to it so many times that she went through it. I don't know what, you know, so she burned through it. So she asked us to send her another one because she's gotten so much value. It is high content, high value CD. It'll get you started. You'll also receive our free articles on Fridays. Today is the day. You get it every Friday. Anyway, you go to clientattraction.com to get the free CD. You can follow me on Facebook or Twitter. Facebook is Fabienne, F as in Frank, A-B-I-E-N-N-E. I give a lot of content, and I share some of my personal life and thoughts. Same thing on Twitter, at Fabienne. And that's the best way to find me, clientattraction.com. Oh, and for the Mindset Retreat, you asked about that.
Yeah, there's actually somebody in the chat room that says she wrote it down. She wants to be there.
Oh, fantastic. I'm thrilled. I'm not sure if you go to mindsetretreat.com if there's anything up there now, but you'll find some. If you go to clientattraction.com, you'll see some of the testimonials, the video testimonials from last year's Mindset Retreat. It is a life transforming event.
Mm-hmm.
And I know everyone says, this is going to change your life, but it really does. It's very moving for me, and it's one of the most. It ranks right up there with my children and my family as one of the most important works in my life. So if it speaks to you, mindsetretreat.com, and please join us in September. We do it at the Trump. Which is right on the water in Miami. And it is one of the most spectacular properties, but we've gotten them to discount heavily on the room. So it's a first-class experience while you do this, and it's all about expanding your mindset.
I will have to register for that. You know what? I didn't get to ask my questions. I would love for you to come back again soon. So I will send you an email. Oh, thank you. I would, because I've got so many other questions for you. You have no idea.
Mm.
So thank you for walking me through the whole video thing. I actually am going to sit down, shine that white light, and try to get past that. Not try to get past it. I will get past it because it has stopped me for many, many years from doing some of the things that I want to do. To be honest with you, Fabian, I have been known to offer to pay for a camera if people don't get it away from me quickly. And I'm getting a little bit tired of giving my cash away. So it's probably time to get over that.
Well, I want to say thank you, Denise, for letting me go there with you. I certainly didn't expect it. It's not something I do on a regular basis, but it just seemed very fitting, and I guess it was divinely meant to have happened. So the key is that you want to get your message out there in the biggest way possible. That's the key for all of us. Yeah,
I do. And, I have so many people say, I want to do what you do. How do I do it? I really have to get that message a lot more clear. And, speaking with you today, I'm actually, my mind is racing right now. So that's a good thing.
Good.
So thank you very much.
Good. You're welcome. And thank you for having me here today.
Well, you are so welcome. I thoroughly enjoyed it. So thank you for being here with me today. You've given some really great information to our listeners, and I know they appreciate it as much as I do. And I will be interviewing your husband again next week, and I say this is part of the triple threat the Fredrickson Triple Threat series. And we will get you back on soon. And thank you, everybody, for being here. The show will be available for download in about an hour. And this is Denise Griffiths and Fabienne Fredrickson, the fabulous Fabienne Fredrickson, wishing you a wonderful weekend. And I will see you next week. Thanks, Fabienne.
Thanks, Denise. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.